Look, Halloween may be over.
Sure.
But the set in the bar story could literally be featured in some sort of horror movie.
How so?
So if you can manage to make it through the day without sending body parts instead of medicine, then you're doing okay.
Why are we sending body parts?
Okay, so listen. This happened out of Kentucky. This lady received human arms and fingers in the mail.
Why?
She was expecting medicine that she had ordered online and opened it up and discovered, nope, that ain't medicine.
Oh, my gosh.
So, listen, obviously she contacted, coroner and was like, ah. And so the mix-up involved an airline, a freight company, a courier service. And so typically, now, this isn't anything like mischievous, I should say. The body parts, that is. The body parts are commonly shipped, apparently, for transplant procedures or research purposes.
Okay.
So it sounds like it was just a package that was delivered to the wrong place. But what a thing to deliver to the wrong place.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is.
So the
that
remains
has got to be amazingly jarring.
Yeah. The remains going to be returned to the courier for proper delivery to the intended destination. But yeah, if you're that lady that's just wanting some Tylenol or something, and opens it up and is like,
"What is this?
Is that a finger?
Why?" And again, why are we're shipping fingers are among the? Okay, that is. That's
it could be again. It could be like a transplant or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, so yeah, it's not a case of someone some sort of. Weird Jeffrey Dahmer person that's
in fingers though. Yes, sending my brain is immediately
or the mafia
thinking,
like yeah, the mafia sending a message. Hey, listen,
am I gonna be swimming with the fishes? What did I do?
You don't want to end up like Vinny, you know?
Oh no!
Yeah, exactly. So
oh gosh. Like
I said,
where details matter.
Something that could have been out of a horror movie.
Yeah. No. Oh wow.
But it's our setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without sending body parts instead of medicine to someone, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no.